Yes, yes, y'all, we in the building. It's Taboo, your boy Jimmy Guapo right here with my boy Joe Coy.
Yes, sir.
Today, I want to speak on fashion.
What's that?
Hip-hop culture has always been about fashion, expression, letting people know how fresh you are.
Yes.
Fresh to death.
Yes. Staying crispy and clean.
Yes. Knowing the hot shit. Yes. All the dope-ass sneakers. I'm a sneaker pimp. I know Joe Coy's a sneaker pimp. We've been collecting sneakers for a while.
Way before it was a thing.
Before it was a thing. I mean, you got to understand, you know, when Run DMC said, my Adidas.
Yep.
You got to think about.
I had to have those.
What happened at that time?
Yes.
What was going on at that time? Especially in New York, you had B-boys who were looking. They had the Gazelles. They had the Kango Fresh Hats. They had the Shell Toe Adidas.
Yep.
You had B-boys rocking Puma sweats.
Mm-hmm.
You had them rocking.
I had it.
You did?
I had my Puma sweats.
Dope.
Everybody remembers Beat Street.
Yes, sir.
What was his name? T?
T who?
He was the one that hit the 90. Remember he hit the 90? He had the ski goggles on top of his crooked hat with the Pumas.
Yep.
He's the one that brought Puma. If it wasn't for Rocksteady Crew and Beat Street, like, because I'm from the West Coast, you know what I mean? And I would have never known about Pumas because in the West Coast, it was all about Reeboks.
Yep.
And
Diodoras.
Diodoras, Filas.
Yep.
Pumas was an East Coast thing.
Remember Lottos?
Lottos.
Yep.
East Coast was all about Adidas and Pumas. West Coast was more like, that stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? But man, when he rocked that without laces, I got to get them.
So let's talk about the difference. Since you brought up Beat Street, let's talk about the difference between Beat Street and breaking. Because breaking was based in the West Coast.
You
had Turbo and Ozone, who were boogaloos.
Yeah.
You had Ozone, who had that boogaloo type of locking.
Yeah.
And then you had Turbo, who had dope-ass popping, ticking. He had footwork.
Yeah. I will say this, though. Can I interrupt you?
Yeah.
Because, like, you're from the dance culture.
Yes, sir.
Like, if anyone's seen Taboo just freestyle, it's fucking ill, dude. Like, any cypher he goes into, he always destroys it. Like, I become a fan. Even with Will and App, like, they still got it, man. Yeah. But, like, you're a fucking, you kill those cyphers.
Well, that's where we come from, you know what I mean? Like, if you think about Joints and Jams, our first video that we did,
man.
We actually pay homage to dancing in the last part of the video because it goes from Joints and Jams into a Falling Up remix, and we're actually showcasing our individual styles.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
Technique.
I love it, man. What was I going to say? Dancing. Oh, I was a huge Wiggles fan.
Oh, Wiggles was ill.
Like, because I don't know, man, just the way he did it. You know how when you can see someone dance, like you.
Yeah.
Like I said, when you see a cypher and you see people dancing, you're like, all right, it kind of looks like someone taught you that move and you're doing it.
Yeah.
And then you see somebody that's feeling it.
Right.
And that's, you guys are feeling it, like, especially you. Like, I know you're making up half the shit while you're going at it. Like, it's all improvised when you're out there. And like, that's how I felt with Wiggles. Like, even though he was doing a set or a routine, it just felt like he was doing it.
Yeah, he's amazing. I mean, just speaking on breaking and Beat Street, the different styles, you had the B-boying from the East Coast.
Yep.
It was more, you know, groundwork.
You had,
you know, the Rocksteady Crew who were very known for breaking.
Yep.
But they were both representing B-boying. You know, Turbo was doing it the way that he was representing the West Coast. And Ozone was doing it like that West Coast style.
Thank you for turning off all cell phones.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. That was actually a call from Boogaloo Shrimp.
Oh, take it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, son of a bitch. Hey, man, just pop it and lock it.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm just talking about Prodigy right now.
Hey, man, I was just doing the wave, and my hand just happened to press your number. Were you thinking of me? I don't know why I'm using that voice. I got something for you.
What you got?
I want the fans to hear it. You don't mind? Go ahead. Keep
go ahead. No, go ahead.
I'll interrupt you with the song.
Go ahead.
But, oh, shit, I got to fast forward it.
Well,
this is one of my favorite videos.
Are you playing something from YouTube?
Yeah. It's Joints and Jams.
Wow.
But, like, the video's sick, man.
Yeah, it's
this is the one where you have clips of other people dancing, right? Isn't that what you did? No.
Yeah, we did that one, but that's not head bobs.
That's head bobs. That one was dope.
Yeah, it was
too,
really
though.
Dope. Yeah, that was before we got signed.
Where was that? Well, what city were you in? Because you had all these like weird doors and alleys.
It was in I want to say Santa Monica.
It was
in Santa Monica. Yeah,
I was tripping. I was like, are they in Brazil?
No, it was Santa Monica.
Okay, well that
we made it work, bro. We made it.
One of my favorite videos is head bobs.
Yeah,
this is dope, man. Because you guys were killing it. And maybe I can down from the cut that's playing.
People breaking back from this demonstration. We about massive bill, no segregation. Got black to Asian and Caucasian. What the fuck? We were talking about being massive bill. You know what that means?
That's dope.
You know what that means?
I
Joe
know what that means.
We were telling people in 1998 that we wanted to be for the masses.
Exactly.
We didn't want to be stuck underground.
No.
I love the underground. Don't get me wrong. But I love to go to Philippines and perform at a fucking stadium.
Exactly.
If we're selling out, I'd rather be selling out stadiums than to fucking be selling out, the small spots.
Yeah.
Well, no. I'll take that back. I love the small spots, too.
Yeah.
But when people say, oh, Black Eyed Peas are sellouts,
yeah,
I always say, well, we're selling out stadiums.
Yep.
So that was the mass appeal thing, is that we took it around the world. So people in Philippines, Kazakhstan, London, just all over the world,
Japan
could understand what the peas were all about.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Who's saying this?
This girl named... Damn, that was so long ago, I forgot, bro.
Yo, you know how many times I've played this song to the fullest? You know those songs that you kept replaying?
A lot of people don't know this shit, bro.
Are you kidding me?
A lot of people don't know this era.
Fucking peas right here. Oh man, that's one of my favorites right there, hands down, man. Like,
thank you.
Like, especially when you guys do it live, I always go like, you get those goose pimples. Yeah. You're just like, oh shit,
here we go. It's nostalgia, dude.
Yeah,
nostalgia.
Man. That's because it's hip hop. That's a part of hip hop right there.
Yeah.
But what was I gonna say? You don't remember who sang that?
I forgot, bro.
Are you serious?
I think her name was Ingrid.
No, you guys should throw on a track again.
I forgot who it was.
20-year anniversary.
Kim Hill, Ingrid. I forgot.
Shit.
I forgot. See, that's how bad my memory is.
Yeah, your memory is pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
You know who I am?
Uncle Fred.
Uncle Fred.
My tío Fred from Fresno. It's my tío Fred from Fresno, Dan. So let's talk about sneaker culture.
All right, let me, you know what? You go ahead and talk about, no, there's more than just sneakers. You want to talk about sneakers?
Well, because
there's another thing that you like too.
What's up?
Because something just happened. What's it called, Ernie?
Comic-Con
just happened.
Yes, sir.
And you know this kid's a huge, like...
Vintage classic toys.
When you go to his house, Ernie, we'll do a place and we'll go to his studio.
Yeah.
It's just all like every action figure you can think of.
I collect from 70s to like early 90s toys.
You know, so I'm going to give you something. This is my gift to you.
All right.
Go ahead and talk about your collection, Ernie. I'll be right back.
So I got really into collecting sneakers when I was about maybe 14 years old. I always wanted a pair of Jordans, and my mom was like, nah, let's go to Payless. I could get you two instead of buying a Jordan for $150. I'd rather get you some Payless, and you could get two sneakers. So the fuck is this? The fuck is this? What is this?
Look at the packaging of this. You're going to
love
it.
What is this?
It's called Runaway Brain.
What is this? Walt Disney?
Look at that. Look at the packaging first.
Oh shit.
Right?
Can you describe it for the
We got it on video.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this has got to be the ultimate action figure that I can possibly get.
I'm a
somebody.
Big Walt Disney fan. Actually, my first job was at Disneyland picking up horse manure during the day. No, seriously, that was my first job. And at night, I was performing as a Black Eyed Peas.
Are you serious?
Yeah. This was in 1995.
Why don't you tell us these stories?
Well, I'm getting to it. That's why I'm telling you.
Very important, man.
Very important. It's in my book, Amazon.com. It's called Falling Up. Check it out.
Ooh wee. Let's get that. All right, check this out. So look at the packaging. First of all, I'm a huge thing about packaging.
Right.
Like, I think when you sell something, it has to be tangible.
It has to be a big package.
I love the packaging on this. But look at this thing. It looks like a cereal box. It has all the
it's fresh.
Ingredients on the side. It's got
the, that's dope,
right?
I love this right here. This nostalgia of Mickey going up to the Frank and what?
I don't know.
This shit is ill. I love it.
But it's dope, right? I guess this is the scene when he turns into a crazy Mickey.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is Runaway Brain, and then check this shit out with.
Wow. Yes. Yeah.
I knew you'd love it.
Ew. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome, sir.
Wow.
You're
that
welcome.
That shit is dope.
And that makes up for all the gifts I haven't purchased, Journey.
Wow. That's beautiful.
How dope is that?
It's amazing. I love it.
You won't find that anywhere, man.
Where'd you get this?
I bought this at Frankenson's.
Dope. I love Frankenson's.
But it was a one-off. Like, even the dude was like, yo, man, you won't find this
anywhere. I actually filmed this show called The Toy Hunter at Frankenson's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
How dope is this?
It's amazing. I love it. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I want that. That better have front row seat.
It does.
In
it
your
will,
gallery.
It will. So getting back to my story of collecting sneakers and toys, got into shoe collecting, sneaker collecting when I was 14. And as I started to make money and travel the world, I started finding different exclusive sneakers from Japan, Korea, Hong Kong. And I always wanted to purchase these exclusives that you couldn't find in the United States.
Yeah.
So it started becoming an obsession.
Yeah.
And so I built this shoe room, which was resembling like my own personal Foot Locker in my house. My wife's like, dude, your shoes are taking over the whole fucking house.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of chill out on that. So I just decided to get into toy collecting. And now
now that's taking over now, the house.
No, that's why I had to go outside in the man cave.
Yeah, Jamie don't play.
So I was like, okay, cool. I created this museum. It's like a museum, right? Yeah.
Oh, it is a museum.
Tell them about the Tron bike.
There's a Tron. Okay, so which tour was that from?
Boom Boom Pow? The end tour, yes.
The end tour.
Yep.
So I called it Boom Boom Pow. But he comes out. Taboo comes out when he does his solo on the Tron bike.
I wanted to theme it like Tron, like 80s.
But what's cool is he sits on the bike and then the lasers shoot forward, just like you're like the arcade game for Tron, and it shoots forward into the audience, and then he starts riding forward while he does his shit. But what's cool is he kept the bike, so the bike is actually in his studio, which is outside because his wife kicked him out of the house. Mm-hmm. So he has a man cave, but it's the sickest man cave you'll ever want to live in. You know what I mean? It's got candies, it's got everything. Drinks. It's got every toy that you can think of is in this thing. His Tron bike's in there. State-of-the-art sound booth and system. He writes songs in this bitch. Pretty dope,
man. And the reason why the toys are in there is because the toys bring nostalgia, which creates...
it's a positive work environment.
Yeah, and it keeps me creative. It keeps my imagination going because I always think about my youth. And music should be fun. So I always think about how fun it was when I didn't have responsibilities and all I cared about was playing.
Yeah.
And I think that when you go into the studio, you should be in a creative mode and your surroundings should be able to inspire creativity.
That's dope. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I thought you were kicked out of the house and that's where your fucking toys were. It doesn't matter how famous you are or what crew. This is, I can just see Jamie saying it. I don't care if you're a fucking black or an eyed or a pee.
Take your toys.
Take your goddamn toys.
And go outside.
All right. And go out there for 40 fucking summers. I'm trying to cook for the kids. Okay.
Take your shit.
All right. In the back. Take your joints and your jams out there.
Oh, man.
She's not that bad.
No, she's not. She's amazing, dude.
She's a sweetheart.
She keeps me sane because I was fucked up before I got married.
You want to go there or no?
Sure. We were talking about relationship, right?
No, let's stay with the sneakers and all.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Because, okay, one, fashion is my thing.
As you can tell.
Yo, this is, look at how shitty this outfit is, but it's still dope.
Did you buy the hair that's on the chest? Did that come with the shirt?
Go to YouTube and check out. Hey, are you going to create a YouTube page for us? Taboo and Joe Coy?
Dope. Nice.
All right, go to our YouTube page, and we're actually shooting this pod, so if you want to watch it, you'll see how fly he is all the fucking time.
This dude is fly, too.
I try, but I'm that guy that just, I know what to buy.
Yo, I mean,
I go into Barney's and pick the dopest shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, this dude does comedy and fucking YSLs and shit and does a shoe change in between jokes.
Yeah.
Motherfucker is doing a joke and does a, hold on. Yeah, yeah, Filipino. Hold on 1 second. Takes off his fucking shoes and puts on another pair of shoes and does another joke.
There you go.
Every joke has a different pair of shoes.
Pair of shoes. I have 11. I'm like Imelda Marcos on stage.
This dude is Mr. Fashionista on stage.
I want to look good, man.
You look amazing.
I always have to look crispy. Check this out. I'm a V-neck guy, and a lot of people ask me why I wear V-necks. Mm-hmm. I saw something very traumatic when I was 8 years old.
What'd you see?
I saw my uncle rip a goat's head off.
Oh, shit.
With a machete in the Philippines for a birthday party.
Right.
And in the Philippines, that's what you do. You know what I mean? You don't go to the market buy meat. We got meat running around right here. Let's eat it. And he cut a goat open. It was the worst. Now I'm just thinking about it, and I'm about to do it now. But I grabbed my collar. So when I wear crew necks, I would always stretch them out. I had this huge problem when I was a kid. So when I finally discovered V-necks, I can't go back to crews. It's even hard for me to wear necklaces. That's why I have a necklace, but I never wear it. It's just I can't have shit on my neck. That's the reason why I wear V-necks, man. And if you ever talk to my mom, she'll do this thing where she'll grab her T-shirt and go, someone's cutting my neck. Wow. She'll do that to me all the time.
She pokes at you?
Oh, she fucks with me all the time. They all know not to touch my neck. But right. All my T-shirts when I was a kid were stretched down to my chest. Because even when I was watching TV, I'd stretch my crew neck down. So when I found out about V-necks, that's why. So all I have are V-necks.
Right.
So when I go on stage, I have to have a brand new shirt on. Mm-hmm. I can't wear a shirt that's been washed.
Right.
It's got to be out of the package.
Is that part of your rapper? I mean, your writer?
Like No. I don't do that. I buy it myself.
Like there's some people that are like, I need new pair of socks.
I got some. I know some shit.
New underwears, crispy fucking underwears.
I got some shit. Yeah. What do you have? I can't say it. But I know some dudes out there that have some pretty outlandish.
Demands, crazy demands. Yeah.
And it's just like, just tell your jokes. Right. You know what I mean? But I mean, hey, it makes them happy. Anyways, not me, but I do go to Macy's in every city. Mm. I have a Macy's card for one specific reason. I have to buy polo underwear, V-necks. It's polo brand, right?
Why is that? Is it the
Because it's a deeper V-neck, and it just looks nice on like every outfit I wear.
Is it a thicker material?
No, it's a thinner material.
Thinner material?
Yeah, but the neck is deep.
Right.
It's a deeper V. And I just iron out the wrinkles, right? And then that's what I wear on stage. And I buy two packages because it's three in a package, right? So that's all I wear on the weekend, right? And then when I'm done with those, I give them to the Philippines. So there's some kids in the Philippines looking fly as shit.
In some sweaty-ass shirts.
Man, I wash them first.
Okay, cool. I like that.
Why do you say that? I wash them. They smell like Joy.
Or Joy?
No, Joy's the... That's dishwashing.
Palm olive.
No, not palm olive.
Palm olive is dish lotion.
What is it? Detergent. Tide.
Tide.
They smell like Tide.
Downy.
Gain. I'll send that out.
Bounce. They smell like bounce. Bounce sheets.
They look fly as shit, though.
Yeah, they do.
Polo. And by the way, I calculated. You want to know how much I spend a year? Mm. Over $8,000.
Wow.
In V-nex.
Jesus.
So do I look at that as being
well? You could write it off. Wait,
because I'm donating it.
You could write it off too.
I donate them
because it's wardrobe.
It is wardrobe.
So keep that receipt. Write that shit off.
Yep. I only get a certain amount for wardrobe, but the rest I will for the kids.
Yeah, for the kids.
These V-necks are for the kids.
So
I bought a school. Damn it, with Apple.
That's dope.
I don't want anyone hating on me with my goddamn V-necks.
Besides your V-necks, what are your go-to shoes when you're on stage? What brand? What style?
I am a Jordan 1. I'm in love with the ones.
Yep.
You're rocking them right now. I got every damn color, colorway, every. It just looks the best with jeans. You can't fuck with these shoes.
You can't go wrong.
You can't.
And that's why I like those YSLs that you were rocking.
My YSLs
resemble the ones.
Yeah, they did.
Right?
They went after it.
Yeah, they did.
And I bought two pair of those.
Dope. You got red and black and the blue. Or white and black.
Yeah, the white and black.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't wear the other ones. They were, I forgot what color they were. There's three of them that came out. YSLs, look them up. They look just like the retro ones.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah. But here's my other thing. I'm a Prada fanatic.
Oh, you are?
I really have a problem.
Do we sound like little divas? Like,
we sound like
Prada,
divas.
I love YSL. I love fucking YSL and Prada. I love it.
Is that wrong?
No, it's cool. It's fashionista.
I was broke as shit.
Yes. Let them know what's up.
I was broke as
shit,
bro. You know what I used to do? I had a Guess, a turquoise Guess crew neck sweatshirt in high school. And that's all I had, that one sweatshirt. And I had like one polo shirt and like another button-up shirt. That's all I had for the whole year. That turquoise, yo, I would wear it forward one day, and then I'd wait like one day and then wear it the next day. And then maybe on Friday, I would reverse it and wear it inside out.
Wow.
I swear to God. I wear it like three times.
Did you ever shop at the thrift store?
Not in high school. I always shopped at a place called Bon Marché.
I used to shop at the thrift store. And when the first album that we did was all thrift store. St. Vincent fucking wardrobe. No,
but that's different though.
Yeah.
That's different because you were already out of high school. And not only that, in 95, 96, that was a big thing.
Yeah.
People were in the thrift shop. It was called vintage shopping. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was cool to find like some cool retro shit. In the 80s, that was called being homeless. Mm-hmm. There weren't thrift stores.
Remember,
it was
Goodwill?
Called Salvation
Goodwill,
Armies
Goodwill.
And Goodwill. They didn't have these fucking Buffalo Exchanges and all that shit where you can actually find some legitimate cool shit.
Right.
Back then, it was like some fucked up beefy tees. You know what I mean? You remember the beefy tee Hanes and just like just nasty shit. Wranglers. Like, mm-hmm. like shit no one wanted. You know what I mean?
Wranglers.
For $1.
Lees.
And it looked like $1.
Sergio Valente.
Yeah. Fucking horrible
remember
shit.
That shit, Sergio Valente.
Yeah, I remember all that.
About Jordache jeans.
My sister had Jordache jeans. You know what else she had? Vidal Sassoons.
What are those?
Some shitty jeans.
You remember going to the mall and shopping at Jeans West?
No. Yes, but that's after I had my money.
No, I'm talking about like
I know Jeans
80s,
West.
90s.
No, I
Chess
never
King,
shopped.
Chess Oak King, Tree,
Merry-Go-Round,
Journeys.
Journey.
They still
no,
have Journeys.
Journeys is still around.
Yeah, yeah.
But Merry-Go-Round, yep. I think Merry-Go-Round was the original.
We used to get
Express.
The polka dot fucking MC
polka
Hammer
dot,
pants.
Polka dot silk
yep.
shirt.
Kwame.
Yes, man. Yes. But I didn't have money for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was borrowing all that shit from my friends. Oh, by the way, I stole all my polo. So like if you see my old high school pictures of me rocking a polo rugby, mm-hmm. which was ahead of the time, no one wore polo rugbies when I... Back in the 80s, only rich people had polo rugbies, mm-hmm. but I stole my
you
shit.
You stole your shit? From
stole
where?
Two of them. From Nordstrom.
Wow. How did you do you that racking back then, huh?
Yeah,
you were racking
man.
Back then.
No. Back then, what we did is we went to the dressing room with two, and then we come out with one, which
so
is
you,
how
you
steal
you have it on,
everywhere.
Did you have it on?
I had it on.
Yep.
And then we would just run for the fucking bus stop, man. I had two of them. Those things were $100 back then. You know, that's $1 million. Back
in the
then.
80s? Yep,
yeah,
definitely.
Man.
Yeah.
So I had the one with the crest, and I had another one with just the polo. And that's what I rocked all the time, man. Rocked it, man.
That's dope.
Yep.
Remember Cross Colors?
Cross Colors, man.
Cross Colors.
How about Dada?
Dada.
Can I tell you a story about Dada?
Jabot jeans. Go ahead.
Jabot. Holy shit, I had so many. Can I tell a quick story about Dada? Okay, so Dada footwear, everybody remembers the Scully hats. Remember with the brim?
Yeah.
LL was rocking it, Biggie was rocking it, mm-hmm. and like I was a Dada fanatic. Just something about that street line, that street clothing line.
Did you know Carlos from Dada?
Carlos Perrault, yeah. Lance Simpson, yeah, yeah. all them cats, man. Yeah. But like I hustled and told those fools that I had a comedy show. And I was like, yo, I do comedy. I haven't even done comedy right. yet. And, yo, this is such a long story, but it goes way back. Like I lied to the owner and said I was doing comedy. I mean, I was, but I wasn't like as big as I was saying I was, you know what I mean? And then and I go, I would love to rock your stuff on stage and all that shit. And I went to the Magic Convention. You know the Magic Convention,
yeah.
the men's
yeah.
clothing?
In Vegas, right?
And I went back to them like 3 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And I still had the guy's business card. And I was looking for him. And I saw him. And I beelined right to him. And I was like, you remember when I talked to you about blah, blah, blah? And I said I was a comic. He was like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, man. You know, I would love to rock your stuff if I could. Mm-hmm. And they gave me a fucking shit ton of shoes and clothing and all that, man. And then I was like, hey, I do comedy shows. I would love for you guys to sponsor it. They're like, fuck yeah. And for a year, they sponsored. For almost 2 years, they sponsored
they kept
all
on
my
floating you shit?
No, they gave me money to, they sponsored my comedy shows.
Wow.
It was called Joe Coy's, it was Dada Presents Joe Coy's Comedy Jam.
That's dope.
Yeah, man.
I like that.
JB Smooth. I flew JB Smooth out there. This is before anyone knew who JB Smooth was. Bobby Lee, fucking Ian Edwards. Yo, I was flying everybody out.
Wow, A-list. A-list of comedy.
But back then, no one knew who those guys were.
Yeah.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Dope.
So, but yeah, anyways, long story short, I was a huge fan of Dada footwear, and I had my mom rocking Dadas. My stepdad was rocking Dada footwear. It was crazy, man.
Dada, big shout out to Dada. Yeah, I know, man. It's not around
man
anymore.
Simpson,
but
Carlos.
Carlos.
Yo, that was the time. But
that was our first Black IP merchandise was through Dada as well.
Yo, Dada was smart like that. Yeah. They knew.
Yeah.
So they were giving you all kinds of shit.
Well,
too?
They gave us T-shirts to sell on the road. They were behind the front T-shirts.
Yep.
Yeah.
See how dope they are?
Sponsored by Dada.
Sponsored by Dada, man. Yep. Carlos Perot.
Yes, yeah, amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
So back to you, because I want to get to these jeans real quick.
Yeah.
Who makes them?
These are, what are these? These are Zara.
Zara?
Yeah, Zara.
Get the fuck out of here.
So let me tell you the secret. I know this is not a secret, but everybody does this shit that's in fucking, that likes to mix up high-end and just cool shit.
Yeah.
So take a piece of Zara, rock some dope kicks, have some cool accessories, and you can rock a fucking dope-ass outfit.
Yep.
So that's my secret.
That's your secret.
Yeah. Home femme.
It's hard for me to find good jeans, man.
You always rock some nice jeans.
Yeah, I spend a lot of fucking money. And when I find one that I like, I buy three of them.
Like what?
Okay, like I'll take you to my room right now. I got four pair of black Prada skinnies. Prada skinnies, man. Like, I got to have
it's
them.
It's got to
like,
be Prada.
No, they got to be them.
Prada or nada.
No, those. These skinnies are the shit. Mm. Every time I rock them, I get the same compliment.
When does skinny jeans come into play?
From you. You started
Who the fuck said skinny jeans were cool?
Who the fuck are you to question where they came from? You started it.
Who said they were cool, though? Remember when we
rocked
size 40 fucking Wranglers?
Yeah, I remember that.
Size 40 big-ass Filipino
triple extra large button ups.
Yes, remember that shit.
Yep,
big ass white T-shirts,
BPTs underneath.
How about jerseys? Big ass
triple A. You remember triple A white T-shirts? You get them for so cheap.
How about rave? Those rave shirts like fucked and fresh jive.
Yep,
remember that shit. Fresh jive.
Inco corduroys. Is that what they were called?
Janko corduroys.
Oh, man. I never got into those.
Yeah, it's just funny.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
Now don't people, you ever, don't now, you ever now people question are rocking. Who said?
Who said?
You go to any Black Eyed Peas video, you guys were the ones rocking that shit.
That's not true.
Bullshit.
That's not true. Look at me. I look like a fucking
look
Asian.
Look at Joints and Jam.
I look like an Asian samurai in that movie, in that video.
You did.
And I'm Mexican.
Everyone thought you were the
Everybody
Filipino.
Everybody thought I was Chinese.
No, everyone knew there was a Filipino in the band, and they everyone thought it was Taboo.
Yo, and they get mad if I tell them that I'm Mexican. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Oh, no, I'm like, yeah, I'm Mexican. Oh, you're Mexican?
No, you're Taboo the Filipino.
Right? I'm like, no, it's cool. My wife's Filipino.
Oh, okay, then we're okay then. For a second there, you really scare us. Everyone thought Apple was the light-skinned black guy.
Right?
Well, he is black. He's half black.
Half black, half Filipino.
He's funny, too. These guys are a funny group of guys. Tab cracks me up.
Tell them about the studio, though.
Which studio?
The Future.
Yo, so we go to the... Have you ever been to the Future? Can we take them one day?
We should take them one day.
We'll get you guys through really high-end security to make sure you guys don't take anything.
I got to piss, dude. We got 20 minutes left.
We got 20 minutes. Yeah, you got to pee?
Let me pee real quick.
All right, well, yeah, why don't you do that in the middle of our pod, Tab?
Ladies and gentlemen, I got to pee really bad or else I'm going to piss on myself. And there goes our fashion.
It's right over there. Go Black Eyed Pee. Future Studios, we got to go, you guys. You have to go. It's the most amazing. It's like going inside of a rocket ship in 2040. You ever see like those futuristic sci-fi movies and it's just all white and things like open like this? That's what this is. The toilet opens for you when you come in. It goes like that. And then you have options. Like there's a little board like clean asshole. Like it'll squirt water in your ass or air dry. It's the coolest place, man. It's a lot of fun, man. But I didn't do anything. I didn't drop a track, but I did. No, actually, I did something with Apple. So make sure you guys look for that. It's going to be really funny. But you got to see what's about to happen with these peas, man. They're about to drop some singles that are pretty amazing. He just came out of the bathroom. Tab just went pee. Are you done?
I'm done, son.
Okay, only in a pod can you actually get up.
Yeah, sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. So what were we talking about? The future, right?
The future.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite thing to rock on stage?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I got wardrobe designed by Ashton Michael, who's a designer from Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And I pretty much like to design my own stuff.
Okay.
With him. And just, I'll tell him like how I want the cut and the type of style that I want, the type of fabric so that I could, you know, not sweat it out.
Yeah.
Usually I rock Jordans. Sometimes I rock some Yeezys.
Yeah.
Those are my go-to sneakers. Crazy Fresh Accessories by Ben Baller.
Word.
You know
up.
Ben Baller?
Yeah, I know Ben.
Yeah, he hooked me up with these. So nice. I mean, you know, it's you just got to be fresh when you're on stage.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking at everything you're wearing. Kids are looking at the type of fashion you're rocking, because that's what it is. You're inspiring the youth and letting them know like what's cool and what how you express yourself.
Yeah. That's how, I love to, there's a book out there that says how you dress is how you feel or something like that. I forget the name of the book, but I didn't read the book. I just like skimmed through it.
Somebody told me about this book.
That's basically what it was. Cause I don't read. So I saw the book at Borders because, you know, I used to shelve books at Borders Books.
You did? That was your job?
Hell yeah.
How many jobs have you had?
Every single fucking one.
Did you work at the mall?
Yes. I think I worked at every store at the mall. I got fired at every store.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would take every gig, man. Oh, my God. Like, I mean, the last full-time job I had was when my son was three, I was making good money on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, but already there, I was already 18 years in.
Right.
Yeah, like 17 years in. Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing.
So
17 summers in.
17 summers into stand-up, man. Yeah. Now I'm at 26 years.
Summers.
26 summers of stand-up. Isn't that nuts? That's nuts. I started in
89. How long do you want to...
I'm going to die doing this.
You want to just...
Oh, my God, yeah. And I'll make sure that my fan base is... there intact, and I will always reach a new audience and make sure that it's relatable, and I'll always gain. I'm never gonna lose. That's my ultimate goal, is to not be that known as that guy that's like, oh yeah, he's just gonna do that routine again.
Right.
I'm not sitting on that routine. Like every time you come and see me, dude, you can come twice in that week and you'll leave going, fuck, you didn't do that at that last show.
That's dope.
And that's how I want it to be. I challenge myself every time. I always make sure to be like, I'm going to tell a new story tonight.
I think for me, I love performing, but I think I got a lot more to offer as far as like entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
What else can I bring to the table besides performance, besides music, besides acting? Because I've done movies as well. You know, I'm big in the sneaker world. That's something that like we talked about, doing a boutique.
Yes.
I know that you own a restaurant. So there's all other avenues that I think that will parlay, you know, an income or monetary type of stability.
Yes.
But we're performers. We love to be on that stage, no matter how old we are, no matter how many people are in the audience. Like, it's part of our life.
It's part of our that is such a cool thing to say, because you could play 60,000 people, but you'll still go up on stage in front of 300 people.
And it don't matter.
It don't matter.
It don't matter,
man,
what type of demographic it is. It could be like a corporate event where it's like 70-year-old man. Like I just did not Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dolphins.
Oh, I don't know his name.
Oh, man, I forgot.
Man, that makes you look good though.
Well, anyway. No, sorry.
Doesn't make me look bad. I'm supposed to not know his name.
So the owner of the Dolphins.
You just got a gig from him.
The owner of the Dolphins. Fergie's partner, because she owns the Dolphins as well.
She does?
Yeah, she does. Mark Anthony, J-Lo, they own the Dolphins, along with this man.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why didn't you buy in?
It
wasn't your thing.
It's not really my thing.
I'm buying in.
Yeah, I'm good.
Can Fergie hook us up with tickets?
I'm not sure. You got to ask her.
God damn it.
Yeah. Now, if it was basketball, that's a different story.
Yeah. That's if your
I
shit. Could,
if, yeah, I love basketball. I love basketball. I know you're a big USC FC guy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to check out that fight, Ronda Rousey, this week. I'm excited about that.
Okay.
Love her skill and her technique. And I'm a big UFC fan. If I could, you know, those type of things.
Okay.
Football, I love, but yeah. I wouldn't feel comfortable investing in football.
Yeah.
Because I'm not like diehard football guy.
I hear you.
Yeah.
How about the boutique though?
Boutique. Sneakers. Barbershop. Because I love, you know, the whole barber culture. Tattoos. I know you're not into tattoos. That's not your thing.
Dope.
That's not your thing. But it's okay.
You know what? I'm gonna get one this year.
You are?
Yep.
What?
I'm thinking about getting a full on wrap like you.
Dope. Like
I'm gonna get a wrap right here, a sleeve. Right.
Dope.
Boom.
Are you ready?
I'm not joking. I'm really going to do it. I'm going to laser my hair and replace it with fucking ink. I think it's time.
Are you serious?
I'm not fucking with you. Yes.
Are you fucking 100% serious?
100%
serious.
Ladies
and gentlemen, you heard it here first with this podcast.
Look, I'm sweating.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Coy has said he will laser the fucking hairy Robin Williams arm and put a dope fresh tattoo on
it. Yeah, him. I want to do it. Yep. Real nice, like wrapped all the way around. Even the parts that hurt, like right here. Oh, fuck, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, that's just
going
to hurt.
I'm going to do it. I'm going in.
So sneakers.
It's
going to
start with my son right here. The silhouette of my son's going to start at the top.
That's dope.
And then it's just going to go down all the way.
I like that.
Boom. And then like a Nike swoosh. I'm fucking with you. I would never do that.
What an asshole. All the people.
But I'm going to do it.
You're not going to do it.
How much you want to bet?
You're a pussy.
Let's bet money right. No, really?
Let's bet $1,000.
Bet me right
let's
now.
$1,000.
$1,000 to a charity.
$1,000 right now.
If I don't do
just
it.
Put up $1,000 right now.
$1,000 right now. Look, I just put mine in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll put up $1,000.
$1,000.
Right. Boom.
You just had to pull that out of your goddamn
$1,000, ladies and gentlemen.
$1,000. Son of a bitch. Let's do this.
Let's do $1,000.
To our local, to a charity.
Yeah.
If I don't do it,
yeah.
you got to donate $1,000 to lupus.
Yeah.
And
if you don't do it, you got to donate cancer. Yes, sir.
Done.
There it is.
Yes.
Yep.
You think I'm fucking with you?
Let's go.
Ah, fuck me.
$1,000.
Boy, am I fucked. No, we're not, because it's a win-win situation.
Yes.
Even if I don't do it,
it's for a good
I'm
cause.
Donating money to
yes,
cancer.
Yes, exactly.
Which we need to get out. What's out there right now, Taboo? We really do need to start a foundation.
We do.
Like a Taboo Foundation where we raise money for cancer.
I agree.
Can we do that?
We should do that.
Let's establish. That's another thing. I'll bet you another $1,000.
That's something that we have to get into besides shoes and sneakers,
yes,
and all
man.
The whole shit that we're talking about. We have to get into philanthropy work as well, because we got to show that we are human beings and we're able to do that as well.
Please, let's start a foundation this year, and then we'll do a show together, you and I, and the proceeds will go to cancer.
Let's do it.
Cancer research.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right?
All right.
It's a deal. You heard it live
here right
on
here.
The pod. That was a good pod.
Yeah.
What was it about? It was about living your life.
No, you know what it was.
And fashion makes the person, as long as you don't let fashion make you.
And we're out.
No. Actually, I do love my fashion makes me who I am. Like, I like to wear
you like
my
to express
shit
yourself.
And I express myself. And I think it is. When you feel good and look good, you are good. Like, that's just me. And
there you go.
You know what I mean? When you come out of the house, you know, feeling a little sloppy, no disrespect, Drunk Brady, but it tends to make you sloppy. That's me on my level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I need to look like the not like I'm at the fucking the nines is out. You know what I mean? Everything is out.
Dope.
All right. I love you.
Love you too, bro.
Keep listening to Tab and I. We're gonna start this pod, and it's gonna keep going on forever and ever.
Yes.
And more.
What are we,
to talk
are we
about.
Taking home with what?
Oh, can we do joints and jams again?
Let's go.
Let's go, you guys.
London, out of town, rocking the joint, rocking the jams. Turn that shit up. Play it again, cause that's the joint, that's the jam. Turn that shit up, play it again, cause that's the joint, that's the jam.
Right here, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Coy, Taboo, Jimmy Wapo, let's go.
Let's go. Love you guys.
Turn that shit up.